Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. We are thrilled to have you with us. This is the last show before the primary election, so we're going to be talking about quite a few things. But I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. Joining me today is Ray Morton, and Republican activist here and from California. Ray, welcome.
Hi.
Former candidate, by the way, for the United States Congress.
Indeed, and for the state Senate out there as well.
Really?
Back when they had a little bit of sanity still left. And also Roger Henderson with WBOB. Roger, thank you, as always, for being here.
I've got no credentials, but you very often say it's a golden voice that gets me on the air.
You know what? I was just going to do that. So you beat me to it, golden voice.
See you later.
Don't you dare. We have a very, very special guest with us who's called in for our first segment today. And obviously, I think everybody listening to this show is aware that there have been some issues, I think primarily timed properly to affect the primary races that are going on. Not going to work, but nice try on their part. But we have a gentleman, his name is Rod Martin. And Rod wrote an article recently. He puts out a weekly newsletter. He's regarding political issues. He's got an incredible background. Rod was actually a member of the startup team, pre-IPO, the team that actually put together PayPal.
And really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got an amazing background. He's currently the CEO of his own Martin Imaging. It's a medical diagnostics company. He was the policy director for former Governor Mike Huckabee. He's had congressional positions, congressional staff positions, three times past chairman of the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. So I'm very, very excited. Rod, sorry for that long intro, but glad to have you with us this afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Nothing to be sorry for. You're very, very kind. Thank you.
Well, you're quite a guy, and I have been getting your newsletters for quite a while, and then reading you on Facebook. And but what you wrote a couple days ago about what's going on with Manafort and Cohen, and the convictions and these supposed statements that they're going to be making, you had a great take on what was really happening, and I wanted to have you on so that our listeners can hear exactly what you're talking about, because it was perfect. It was spot on.
Well, again, thank you. And I think it's a really important point, and it struck me as I was thinking through what I'm hearing on TV about exactly what Michael Cohen pled to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not at all as presented. Now, I feel pretty good about what I wrote that you liked, because, you know, shortly after I wrote it, Mark Levin, Alan Dershowitz, and Rush Limbaugh all said the same thing. So,
you gotta be good.
Score one for me, you know, but I was there first. So
really?
I get that much credit, at least. But, you know, I thought a little about what we're looking at,
mm-hmm.
and it's really very interesting to me that when the prosecutors announced the deal, they highlighted all of the matters to which Cohen pled guilty, except one,
mm-hmm.
the alleged campaign finance violation regarding Daniels and supposedly Donald Trump. Now, there's a reason mm-hmm. they glossed over it, and it might not be obvious if you're not paying awfully close attention, but Cohen did not plead guilty to paying Daniels. Now, that might have been a contribution, though I don't think so, and get to that in a second. But he didn't plead guilty to paying her. He pled guilty to coordinating the payment, which, in fact, is exactly what he did. Both Cohen and Trump have previously said that Cohen was reimbursed for the payment, and Trump said it again this morning on Fox and Friends. So ignore for the moment that this was extortion by Daniels, of which Trump is the victim. That's true, and it's not relevant to the point. The point is, first, there were no contribution limits on Trump. He's an individual running for office. He can spend as much on his campaign as he wants. So it's not an illegal contribution amount. Contribution limits only apply to other people. But the bigger point is that it's also not a campaign expenditure,
right?
Even if it helped the campaign. Now, how do we know this? Let's start with legal precedent. The prosecution in the 2012 John Edwards case tried the exact same tactic Mueller and the Southern District of New York just did, and they got bounced out of court on it. This absolutely is not a campaign expenditure, and we've already tried this in federal court. There's just no violation.
Mm-hmm.
This is because, and you've got a pretty sophisticated audience, so a lot of your audience probably realizes why it's not. It's not for the same reason that if a candidate goes and gets cosmetic dentistry, you know, let's say he looks like somebody out of Hee Haw. The Supreme Court says he can't take office if he doesn't get his teeth fixed.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. The fact that it is a personal thing makes it not a campaign expenditure. In fact, now here's what kills him. If he were to spend the money out of the campaign to do the very same thing, that actually would be jail time. And that's actually the crux of the indictment against Duncan Hunter.
Right,
right. They were using things for personal reasons. Okay, so with that all said, Trump didn't pay for it with campaign funds.
Mm-hmm.
The campaign didn't pay for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a campaign expense at all.
Mm-hmm.
He can pay any amount he wants for non-campaign expenses. It doesn't even have to come from him. It can come from his company. He can give any amount he wants to his campaign. So why did they gloss over it? Because they know.
Right.
They're not stupid. They know. But on the other hand, it was beneficial to Mueller to get this in there because they knew they didn't have to take it to court. It would never go before a judge. It would never go before a jury.
Okay.
So they get Cohen to plead guilty to something that isn't even a crime. And that is your basis for Nancy Pelosi's articles of impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay,
by the way, won't go anywhere either because they'll never have enough votes in the Senate.
Right.
But if we're stupid enough to let the Democrats take the House, and I actually feel pretty good about that, but if we're stupid enough to let that happen, we will spend the next 2 years trying to impeach Donald Trump,
yeah,
over this complete non-issue.
Yes, 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 yes. All the while, everything regarding Hillary and Obama and uranium and everything. I mean, nothing has ever happened. Nothing has ever come of that. We're going to make an issue out of this one thing that doesn't even exist.
Well,
so
let's take just one example. I mean, we know that almost $1 billion in foreign government contributions went to the Clinton Foundation. So ignore that we sold 20% of America's uranium to the Russians.
Right.
Ignore the 33,000 bleach-bitted emails. Ignore that Hillary Clinton personally took a hammer to her cell phone to keep it out of prosecutors' hands.
Yeah. Wow, it's first, yeah, I'm hearing about that.
Oh, yeah.
Ignore that Comey went out of his way to write her exoneration before they interviewed her. Ignore all the other improprieties. The fact is that $1 billion in foreign government spending that clearly and directly helped her campaign,
mm-hmm,
dried up the instant she lost.
Right.
All these government contributions, Australia, Norway, all these different ones, they start pulling insane amounts of money from the foundation, so much so that they had to shut down a key part of what the foundation was doing. This happened within days of the election. We know the intent of the donor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were seeking to buy a candidate. That's what they were trying to do. They were doing it through the foundation. And if this is worthy of investigation, that's at least worth a look.
You
that
would think.
That actually is foreign collusion.
Yes, now, exactly.
It may or may not be criminal, but it's probably criminal somewhere. And nobody even wants to look.
You would think it would be criminal somewhere, yeah. I got a question for you that's a little bit off, but you know, all of this thing with Cohen and how he's supposedly going to testify against, give testimony that is somehow harmful to Trump and all of these things. What I don't get is what kind of fool goes to Lanny Davis, the counsel for Hillary Clinton, and asks him to represent him in this case. Is Lanny, the fact that Lanny Davis is supposedly representing Cohen, I mean, isn't that kind of a, doesn't that just bring up all kinds of questions about really? And now you're going to just roll over and start with all of this supposed testimony, and you're going to plead all kinds of things. You've got Hillary Clinton's attorney sitting next to you. How does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, who are we to say, you know, how can we know? That's how they always had these things. But, look, he isn't representing Cohen. I mean, you go out of your way to tell the only person in the world who could commute a sentence or pardon a guy while he is pleading guilty that under no circumstances will we take a pardon?
Yeah.
Lanny Davis isn't representing Michael Cohen. He's representing the Democratic Party.
Exactly, exactly. How on earth? What a setup. What an amazing setup.
Well, I don't know why Michael Cohen would agree to that. There's some reason Michael Cohen would agree to that, and probably because he's a dirty guy. Probably because he was doing stuff he shouldn't have done. He certainly pled guilty to a lot of things that truly are crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice, not one of them has a thing to do with Donald Trump.
There you go.
Not one of them has a thing to do with 2016, with the campaign, with the business, with any of it. And that's even more true for Manafort. I mean, Paul Manafort may or may not be guilty. I kind of like his defense that Gates was embezzling from him and therefore hiding the truth of what was happening from him. Obviously, the jury disagreed, and, you know, who am I to argue with the jury?
Yeah.
But regardless, whatever Paul Manafort did, he did it years ago, years before he may have even met Donald Trump, certainly before he ever worked for Donald Trump, and had nothing to do with the campaign.
Yeah.
So this is all about squeezing people to get them to flip on Trump. And those guys are not credible witnesses.
No. And on the timing of this, obviously, just before you're finishing up your primary elections and going into the midterms, I mean, it's just talking points to keep everybody riled up on the other side, motivate their voters kind of thing. So, oh, goodness. Well, Rod, we're coming up on a break here, and I wanted to take a moment to thank you so much. I hope you will come back on our show again. Because you are fantastic, and I thank you so much again. This is Rod Martin, and political extraordinaire, really. I mean, you write some amazing articles. You can find him on rodmartin.org. Sign up for the newsletter and get some information. Rod, thank you again for being here. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE, 877-64-BIBLE.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Ramona Flea Market has exciting news. Starting August 1st, the entire flea market will be open Wednesdays 8 till 4, and there'll also be a farmer's market. Wednesday admission in August will be free. Want thousands of people at your yard sale or business? Bring it to Ramona Flea Market. Now open Saturdays and Sundays 8 till 5, and Wednesdays starting in August. People come to Ramona Flea Market for the great deals. Be there to sell your items. Call 786-3532. 786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
What you got to say?
Join Bill Hay every Saturday night at 6. Bill will be taking your calls on Jacksonville's only weekend political talk show. Call Bill at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Your opinion counts, so call in and talk to Bill. I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay, only on 600 WBOB.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And we just had a great conversation with Rod Martin about the Cohen situation, what's happening with that and Donald Trump, and how what a true non-starter this really is. But, you know, how they're building it up as usual. Again, fake news extraordinaire. This is just unbelievable. They'll go out and they'll find some things that a couple of guys who are connected to Trump in some ways, things that they did years and years and years ago, and try to make a big deal about it in order to just cover their own tracks and get some traction for voters to get out and vote in the midterms. This is ridiculous.
One of the things that's really, you know, kind of disappointing, you mm-hmm. know, I don't believe the founding fathers envisioned the country being so polarized and tribal where, you know, by any means try to destroy the other guy so that you can be in power instead of them. I think that, you know, maybe during an election things can get a little nasty, but throughout the entire time you're trying to do what's best for the country, you know, it just, you know, it's disturbing, I guess.
You know, that's a very good point. I don't know. Even 50, 60 years ago, I don't think we could have envisioned the kind of treachery and just the lack of total lack of civility, the mm-hmm. violence that is permeates our entire society now. We would never have guessed.
Yeah, very often, Karen, I think people have the ability to define their patriotism by not the fact that they're Americans, but by mm-hmm. their political party affiliation.
Yes, and that is true too, yeah.
And I think that they probably think they're doing the right thing for the country because they consider it patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, as weird as it may seem to those who have a bigger picture of what it takes to be an American. So,
right.
You know, but we'll make it. Right. I think we'll make it through the storm.
We will. I have great faith that the United States of America will continue and that we will grow stronger and stronger. Certainly over the next 6 years, as we have with the last two, with Trump being in office, I am constantly amazed at how well he's been able to just focus on getting done what his agenda is, getting done what needs to be done. And while he'll get on Twitter at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I don't care. He's still focused and he's accomplishing great things and the country is turning around and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Well, here's what's going on. We're in the middle of a primary election season. I found, Karen, that there are basically two categories.
Mm-hmm.
Those who like to vote on game day.
And then
those who like to vote early. I never have liked the idea of standing in line for 45 minutes to an hour.
You know what's so wonderful now?
What's that?
The supervisor of elections. I got to give mega kudos to Mike Hogan and the staff over the supervisor of elections office. If you go on, you always were able to go to DuvalElections.com, which is their website, and you've always been able to pull up a listing of the voting early voting sites. But now, next to each early voting site is a little clock, and if you click on that, it gives you your wait time.
Oh, cool.
It is totally cool.
So, I love that.
Yeah, and, you know, again, now early voting is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting close to it's Thursday. The election is next Tuesday. If you've got an absentee ballot that you want to mail in, you better do it quick.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. If you have an absentee ballot,
yeah,
you requested one, or maybe you're on the list to get one every election.
Right.
I used to be on that list. Mm-hmm. I don't vote absentee anymore. I vote early.
Right.
And suppose for whatever reason you lost it, or you decide you want to early vote instead.
Right.
What happens at that point to your absentee ballot?
Nothing happens to it. I mean, literally, okay. you go vote. Go to early voting if you choose to do that instead. They will ask for your ID, swipe through your driver's license or your Florida ID, and
your absentee ballot then it officially becomes null and void.
Exactly. The moment you register at the polling place with that ID, that absentee ballot is void.
So you can still early vote if you haven't mailed yours back in yet, or if you don't plan to, don't think you'll get around to it.
Right.
You, as Ed Dean likes to say, if you want to wait till the next shoe drops to find out something, the latest and greatest information.
Exactly.
Because you haven't, a lot of people are still undecided.
Yeah, yeah. And they're still waiting, right, waiting for that last bit of information, right, that's going to make up their mind.
So if you have an absentee ballot, if you haven't turned in, you're not required to use it if you want to vote another way.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And don't worry about, well, what if somebody gets my ballot and mails it in after I vote? Not a problem, because once you as a voter has registered at the polling place and you are there and you're voting, if your absentee ballot comes in 2 days later, it'll be immediately rejected.
Okay.
It shows that your voting number has already been to the polls.
Okay.
So no worries. No
Early
worries.
Voting until what day?
Early voting through Sunday.
Okay.
Through this weekend, Sunday, August 26th.
Okay.
And you can vote at any public library except the one downtown.
In the county that you're registered. So if you're listening in St. John's County, you can't vote in Duval.
Correct.
You're in Clay County, you can't vote in St. John's.
Correct. And in counties outside of Duval, check again with the supervisor of elections in your office or in your county to make sure that you know what the locations are and what the times are, because they do vary by county.
Okay.
But in Duval, any public library in Duval County other than the one downtown, and you can vote anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. again through this Sunday.
Okay.
On Monday, there's no voting. Zero voting on Monday, because everything has to be tabulated. Everything has to come back to the supervisor of elections. Everything has to be set up for the actual election day polling places. And then on Tuesday, if you're going to vote on election day, you have to be at your assigned polling place in your precinct. You cannot go anywhere else. You've got to go to your precinct to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But that voting is open from 7 a.m. To 7 p.m.
And then at 7 o'clock, tune to WBOB
for the
election returns. Even if you want to watch TV, you can leave the TV on mute but have the radio turned up.
There you go. And you can hear Velvet Voice and Ed Dean. Ed will be there too, but Velvet Voice is the one you want to hear because, I can hear.
Yeah, I've been caught worse. I've been trying to get out of this, by the way. Anyway, nonetheless.
Yeah.
We are, this is exciting to be a part of it, because voting is not just a responsibility, it's a privilege.
That's right.
There are people around the world who wish they could have a government where the people can select their leaders based upon a fair election.
Yes.
It's something we shouldn't take for granted.
Well, absolutely. That is so true. I mean, people die for the opportunity to have what we have that we take for granted that's just there for us.
Okay. Suppose someone is not registered. What happens then?
If you're not registered right now to vote in Florida, it is too late for you to vote in the primary.
However, not too late to register for the general
that
election.
That is correct.
So
you can
go
register
down and
today.
Register now. And, right. and you can do that at the library, too?
Yes, you can do that at the library as well. Absolutely. All right, we're going on another break here, folks. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned in. Give us a call if you'd like to ask a question. 904-222-8255.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says suspects like his own former attorney Michael Cohen should not be allowed to get a lighter sentence by becoming what he calls flippers on the Fox News channel's Fox and Friends. The president accused such flippers, including Cohen, of making up stories to work out a lighter sentence with prosecutors. Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 charges this week. Hurricane Lane is closing in on Hawaii, and the government there is urging people to stock up with at least 14 days of supplies. The storm has already dumped about 11 inches of rain on some parts of the Big Island. Sales of new U.S. homes slumped by 1.7% in July. Despite the slowdown, new home sales have actually risen 7.2% year to date. The Northeast suffered the steepest decline, 52.3% compared to last year in the latest report. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag. The Dow is struggling a bit. It's down by 68 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. God's Word is a great treasure that He has given to us. Psalms 119, verse 103 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Psalms 119, verse 72 says, "The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold." God's Word, the Bible, is truth, light, and life. It reveals the goodness and fullness of provision that God has made available to you. I want to encourage you to spend quality time in God's Word. Honor God by honoring His Word. See what God has to say to you.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
The level of hate directed toward this president by people who claim that they care about Russia is just hilarious. I mean, where were they when the Obama administration was doing nothing about the election meddling? Where were they? And how many of you think the Obama administration would have even spoken about Russian election meddling if Hillary won? None of these people would have demanded hearings because that's not of interest to them.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And joining me today is Ray Morton and Roger Henderson. And we've been having a good conversation. I wanted to let everybody know, again, we're going to be talking about the race coming up on Tuesday. If you've got comments or questions, you're welcome to call 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. So give us a call if you want to add to the conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's your day like toward the end of the primary season? We got a few days left.
Mm-hmm.
How busy are you with the Republican Party in our area? Is it unusually busy? You're swamped with things to do. What goes on in your typical day around this time of the year?
Well, in the primary, it's a little bit different because, again, the party mm-hmm. itself does not take a position mm-hmm. in contested races where there's more than one Republican in the race. So we really have... publicly, we don't really have all that much going on the surface. Behind the surface, mm-hmm. we're going crazy preparing for the general election.
Okay.
But now we are going to have a Super Saturday this Saturday. We're going to get out and walk. We have one candidate who is the lone Republican running for school board in District 2, and that is Nick Howland. And so we are having a Super Saturday this Saturday. That's the August 25th. And we'll be meeting out at Beach and Hodges. There's a Chick-fil-A at Beach and Hodges. We'll be meeting out there. Campaign, Nick Howland's campaign is going to be buying breakfast for everybody that wants to come out and help walk. We will be walking for Nick. We will also be handing out materials regarding the Rick Scott, Bill Nelson contest. Mm-hmm. And we'll be...
And that race is not going to be on the ballot this coming Tuesday, by the way.
No. Right. Exactly. But we're working a little bit with the Scott campaign, and then also we'll be handing out our judicial mailers. Those mailers that we put out indicating from the candidates who are running for judge here in Duval County and in Circuit Court 4, we put out a mailer that indicated what judicial philosophy each one of those candidates have based on their answers to a question that was done at a forum put on by the Jacksonville Bar Association. And it was very enlightening because people were asked to choose if they believed more along the lines of Antonin Scalia, a very conservative, originalist kind of guy, or Stephen Breyer, who was a much more of a liberal, living, breathing document kind of guy. And they chose between the two, and you can see their answers. And one of the candidates actually also threw in she was going with Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So we do have those flyers that we'll be handing out on Saturday, and that information is available if you go to DuvalGOP.com. You can see it on the homepage there. We also have a listing of the four Republican candidates that are running for school board throughout the county. We have Nick Howland is the only Republican in District 2 out at the Beaches and Intracoastal area. And then in District 6, we have three Republicans running. And those Republicans are Dave Chauncey, Charlotte Joyce, and Monique Tooks. So if you don't see one of those three names, they're not a Republican. Just keep that in mind as you vote. We've got Marty on the line. Marty, welcome to the show this afternoon, Marty.
Pleasure to listen to your show.
Thank you.
It's like somebody once said on radio program, it's a fresh of breath air, which means it's in English, it's a breath of fresh air. Listen, I voted early, and I want to mention that if you were to go past the St. Johns County Supervisor of Election, which is the early voting site, you will see two tables. One side is the Republicans, and there are two American flags on our tent. And if you look at the Democrat, you will see no American flags.
Yeah.
And I want to state that somebody once said, this is not me, I'm just echoing it, but somebody said once that the Democratic Party in this country is the closest thing that we have to communism. I have to think it's true because when I go to my neighborhood association meeting, which mm-hmm. I love the people, they don't do an invocation and they don't say a pledge of allegiance and there are no flags. So I just want to tell people, and I want to also reference the previous elections. I think it was Obama election I'm talking about when he won, when somebody from somebody on TV was questioned or radio, and a woman was stating, "I've been a lifelong Republican, but I don't know who to vote for." So I want to tell everybody out there, you cannot go wrong. Don't forget, this is almost a grassroots election. We're not voting too much for the big guys. I mean, there's a few local, like commission, whatever, and the agricultural. You vote Republican, and you can never go wrong.
Okay? There you go.
If you don't know, if you vote for one of the two Republican candidates, and it's still better than voting for a Democrat. And that's what I said. And anybody that don't like it, they see me in the street, they can buy me coffee, something like that.
Good points, Marty. Good points. Always great to listen to you. Thanks for calling in.
God bless America.
God bless America. Thank you, Marty. Yeah, it's, you know, we were talking about this earlier, you know. I do believe that most people, when you look at just the everyday run-of-the-mill guy who goes to, gets up and goes to work and takes care of their family and, you know, does all of the things that, that it's part of our society here, by and large, people are patriotic. They are patriotic, Republican or Democrat, they are patriotic. I think, though, that when you look at the activists that have taken over the Democrat Party, it is sometimes difficult to recognize that patriotism because they do not display the American flag, and they do go out of their way to trample and burn the American flag, and unfortunately, a lot of the activists who have infiltrated the Democrat Party are indeed socialists and communists, and anarchists. They're not the old. It's not the old Democrat Party that we knew when we were growing up. And so, you know, that kind of goes back to the conversation you and I were having, Roger, about, you know, everybody's, your party doesn't determine your patriotism. And that's true. I believe that's true. For the average person, that's true. But the activists that have taken over, that are on the 24-hour news cycle, a lot of them are not, their patriotism is in deep question. And that's an issue. And I think that's an issue that's actually good for the Republican Party, because I think more and more Democrats are seeing the violence and seeing this totally communist rhetoric. And they're going, wait a second, that's not me anymore. And they are moving. They're switching parties and they are walking away. And that's a good thing, because we've reached a tipping point. We really have.
Yeah. Well, Marty voted early, and a lot of people have already. Some people have gotten their absentee ballots. Many have failed to do so. Probably too late to request it at this point. Of course, Tuesday. What if someone has difficulty making it to a polling place? Do you know of any resources that can get people to?
You know, if you're a Republican, if you are a Republican and you need a ride to the polling place, you're welcome to give us a call. 904-396-4233, and we will arrange to have someone take you to a polling place. We have precinct committee people that are out there in the neighborhoods anyway, that live in the neighborhoods. We will be happy to get you there. We are, again, very fortunate with early voting, especially here in Duval County. Duval County's early voting is extended. We vote almost two full weeks. We vote for 13 days in early voting. And that's not really true in a lot of the counties, but we have the most expanded early voting process that you can get. So there's really no reason to not vote. You can vote in your home and put it in the mail. You can go to early voting for 2 weeks, or you can vote on election day. There's no reason that you cannot vote. We've got Jim on the line. Jim Davis is the president of our Duval Trump Club, doing a great job with the Trump Club. Jim, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Ms. Karen. Good to hear your voice. I love the radio show.
Thank you. You've been a guest yourself.
I have. Listen, along this lines of you know, loyalties to the country and not to the country within the political parties. Mm-hmm. There's a website called Discover the Network. And if you go to that website and you type in Progressive Caucus, you will see a page full of documentation that the Progressive Movement and the Democrat Party has been a consortium between the Communist Party of America, the Socialist Party of America, and the Democrat Party in general. Now, that explains why you see Antifa or anarchists, and that'll explain why you see when a liberal actually showed up at an event with an American flag as a liberal, he was beaten up as well. You know, the progressive movement is not a movement that is dedicated to the principles of the founding papers. They are
absolutely not.
And you know, I'm not saying that all Democrats are like that, because when I walk and knock on doors in my neighborhood,
sure,
I run into people who are registered Democrats, and they love this country.
Sure, absolutely.
But the reality is this: you have to come to a place where you have to decide: do I want to associate with these people who hate our country, or do I want to associate with people who actually support the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Federalist Papers,
exactly,
and the Anti-Federalist Papers? And,
exactly.
And that's what you have to do. That's where we are.
All right. Jim, absolutely correct. Thank you for your insight. I appreciate your calling in this afternoon. We'll talk to you again one of these days soon. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break. And stay tuned. We've got one more segment to go. We've still got information and callers on the line, so hold on.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered. And now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
All right, welcome back, everybody, listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And I have been informed by our producer that we've got a a special caller that on the line. We've got Ashley Moody, who is running for Attorney General. Ashley, I hear you've been out and about in Northeast Florida today. Thanks so much for calling us.
I have. I'm in Clay County today, and I've been going all over the county, meeting as many folks as I can. With only 5 days to go, I am excited, and we have lots of work to do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But you have been extremely busy, and there's a lot going on with what do you need our voters to know going into the election on Tuesday? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's very important at this time when people are paying attention to the election that voters research the candidates, make sure that they are candidates that they can believe that can begin this job on day one. I am a conservative. I've been a conservative my entire adult life. I have been committed to conservative principles and ideals that have made this country great. I understand that our leaders need to remain true to those ideals. Remember that they are important. Protect them,
yes,
even in times of distraction. That is very important. And I have had the blessing of having so much support along the way in my campaign. Even though people have tried to distract me, I've been protested by the extreme left. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun ever. But I tell you, I am committed to this. I am the only one running that's not a politician. I'm a prosecutor. I have the endorsement of every statewide law enforcement organization. I am the only one running to be our top prosecutor that has prosecuted a case. And that is so important that we have someone leading that has worked with law enforcement and led successful investigations. I am excited to get started on these issues that plague Florida, the opioid epidemic, human trafficking, mental health and how it intersects with our court system, and stand strong with the men and women of law enforcement that have supported me and each and every one of them that wears a badge across the state of Florida.
I know. And your husband is law enforcement, isn't he?
He is. He's career law enforcement. As you can imagine, when I came home one day and said I wanted to give up my job as a judge and run to be the Attorney General, that was a very interesting conversation.
I bet it was.
I thought we are both conservative Republicans. We knew that this would be a difficult process. We've seen how politics has evolved, and people throw around lies and misrepresentations and anything they can do. And I tell you, if you have any doubt about that, just look at our president, what he has had to go through. But he knows that it is an important that we have leaders that will say what needs to be said, will do the hard work, will remain mindful of the importance of enforcing our rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I both committed to law enforcement and enforcing the rule of law. We know that this is important, and we're committed to it. And so we've been willing to go around the state the whole last year, and he's been such a strong partner and supportive. I basically have lived like a vagabond out of my car.
And it's wonderful to have that support, for sure.
It is.
Judge Moody, I'm Ray Morton. I understand, in addition to being eminently qualified to be Attorney General, that you were also a college Republican.
When I got out of law school, I worked for a law firm. In fact, my entire career, I have had experience that prepares me to be the Attorney General. I started off in civil litigation with a business defense firm before I became a prosecutor and a judge. At that time, as a young lawyer, I was a member of the Republican Club, and I loved that. And of course, when I became a prosecutor, I was no longer involved in that, though I remained a Republican, because as you can see, there are all kinds of reasons we don't want prosecutors involved in partisan politics or judges, as you know.
Yes.
And so I am excited. One of the reasons I resigned my position as a judge and feel so committed to what we're doing and the discussions we're having across the state is because I wanted to be more proactive. I wanted the ability to do and say more and use my experience to have a positive effect in the state on some of these issues we just have not been able to get our hands around. We've had great leadership in Pam Bondi, and she's endorsed our campaign. And I am ready to take that baton and run and use all that I have learned and my experience working with federal and state law enforcement and within our judicial system and our legal system to make some headway on these tough issues. And so as a judge, you can only call balls and strikes. If you're doing your job right, you only call balls and strikes. You apply the law, And that's what we—that's what President Trump is doing, and the judges that he's appointing. He recognizes a need for judges that will call balls and strikes and not move the strike zone to fit their personal politics.
Well said on that
politics.
One. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Judge Moody, Roger Henderson here. Let me ask you: you've been traveling all over the state, talking with people. What do they say in radio for every question that someone actually asks you? There are 100 more who never get a chance to talk to you. What is the most common question you're getting right now, or common questions you're getting that you're able to answer when you meet with people face to face when you go around the state?
Well, as you probably know, because I know you're very up to speed on all of the candidates, but some of my initiatives and priorities are the opioid epidemic, elder abuse, which is skyrocketing in Florida. Some of the fraudsters and scammers are not even in Florida. They're out of our state and country, taking advantage of the most vulnerable in our state. And as that population increases, we are having to address this. And support for the men and women in law enforcement, they are at, you know, I've been endorsed by nearly 90% of Republican sheriffs across the state of Florida, including Sheriff Williams. And we have really been talking about the need to be able to attract good men and women. They suffer from having recruitment issues now, many of them, because of everything going on. And we need to remember that we are a state, a nation, we are built on a rule of law. And being able to attract good men and women to those ranks of integrity is so very important. And so I have been talking as I've gone around the state that I will be a vocal, strong advocate for the men and women in law enforcement, helping them accomplish their mission as the top cop. And very specifically and very importantly right now at this time in our nation and state, making sure that they can protect their ranks. Because attacks on law enforcement are increasing, and it's so important that we have someone that will stand with them and help make sure that they have protection.
Wow. Ashley, I want to thank you. We're running out of time here, but I thank you for the call. It was a great surprise, but we love that you did, and best wishes to you. I know that Tuesday is coming up soon, so hang in there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Ashley Moody running for Attorney General, and that was nice of her to call in.
Yeah.
I know she's
busy right now.
Yeah, she's called in on our show before. She's called in on Ed's show before, I knew she was in the Northeast Florida, and that was great. That was great. I want to mention a couple of other things. I've already talked a little bit about the Super Saturday that we're doing this Saturday, August 25th. We're going to be doing some walking to try and get the vote out. We will meet at 8 a.m. for breakfast at the Chick-fil-A on Beach and Kernan. And then at 9, from 9 to 11:30, we will be out walking. So if you can join us, that would be fantastic. Go to the Facebook page and look up Duval GOP or the Republican Party Duval County. It's listed there for you. There's a place where you can sign up. Or you can go to our website. You can always go to the website, DuvalGOP.com. Then when the walk is over, we have something special coming to Jacksonville, and that is the Big Red Bus. There is an organization, Concerned Women of America. They are bringing a bus here on Saturday afternoon. We will be on Beach Boulevard. Look for the announcements. This is a bus to support President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. They're going to have materials. They're going to have a way to contact your congressman to let them know to vote for Brett Kavanaugh or your senator. They're going to have T-shirts available. So put this on your calendar for Saturday, like at noon on Beach Boulevard out by St. John's Bluff. And then on election night, we will be at the Mudville Grill from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to watch the returns coming in. You're welcome to come out and join us. Mudville Grill, election night, 6 to 10 p.m. So just get out there, make sure you vote, make sure your friends and your family and your neighbors, get them all to the polls.
Turn out-